As we celebrate the birthday of the United States, the question of America's place in Bible prophecy can be answered. That's the headline. I'm Jimmy DeYoung, and I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Independence Day celebrations mark the birth of the United States of America, an experiment that has been very successful in many different ways. Many Christians say that the reason for America's prosperity is due to their support for world evangelism. The United States has been the launch pad for worldwide missions, spreading the gospel to a needy world. The other reason given for America's success is that we have protected the Jewish state of Israel for the many years of its existence, keeping the Jewish people from total elimination by its enemies. These two reasons, at the least, have played a role in bringing the United States to where it is today. But where is the United States in Bible prophecy? More on that in a moment.
Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The question of America's place in Bible prophecy does have an answer. Think about this. Where is America in Bible prophecy? That is the most asked question in any prophecy Q&A. And I'm always asked this question when I open up to inquiring people. Once in a prophecy Q&A, someone told me that they knew. So I asked, where? They said, Jerusalem. I said, explain. And they spelled out the word Jerusalem. J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M. To which everybody laughed. As I thought about the answer, though, I believe that it is correct. The only place in Bible prophecy that I see a possibility of a mention of the United States or an allusion to the United States is in Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 2. Zechariah revealed that at the time of the end, all the armies of the world would gather at Jerusalem under the leadership of Satan, Antichrist, and the false prophet, there to confront Jesus Christ on his return to the Mount of Olives from where he departed some 2,000 years ago. If America survives the seven-year tribulation period, their army would join the other armies of the world at Jerusalem. America today is great because the backbone of this nation is made up of true Bible-believing born-again Christians. When the Christians leave this world at the rapture of the church, which could happen at any moment, the most powerful nation in the world will most likely fall from its power base. America's spiritual decline in the present will result in a power decline in the future. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...